Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on the west coast of the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. During this hour, I'll be interviewing my good friend, Billy Woodard, and his father, Zora, who will be coming from the Hollow Earth. I guarantee that their interview will be really out of this world. For more information about their wonderful work, please see their website at https://Zora, ZORRA, of hollowearth.com. During the first hour, I brought in four different public TV directors from across the country, and we talked about the proposed regulations by the Federal Communications Commission to end public television in the United States. I don't think that's a good idea, but it was so nice to have them on and we could talk about it. I want to tell everyone I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your angelic guides and get some good, hopefully good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Wanted to tell everyone my next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held at the same location it was this year in Olympia, Washington, from April 12th to the 16th, 2019. If you register before the end of this month, the cost for the three-day conference is only $55, and after January 1st, the cost will be $125. If you'd like to register, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. After the conference, I'll also be taking a small group of people to visit sacred sites and meet with Hopi elders in Arizona on the Hopi Reservation from April 12th to April 28th, 2019. We'll meet in Sedona and then travel north to the Hopi. The cost is $400 per person, with half the proceeds going to the Hopi for clean water and the other half going to the nonprofit children's charity, the Emoto Peace Project. During that, we'll see some beautiful sacred Hopi sites and visit very special spiritual places on the Hopi Reservation, participate in some water ceremonies. We'll also be visiting Sedona and see the Grand Canyon as well, and meeting other psychics as well. For those of you interested, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta from July 2nd to the July 8th, 2019, and again from September 5th to the 11th, 2019. Mount Shasta is a very special and magical place where miracle healings do occur. And we always see many Sasquatch and many UFOs flying in and around Mount Shasta. We always meet the people of Telos. Such beautiful people there. If you'd like to go, the cost is only $200 per person and includes free camping. We camp right at the entrance to the Hollow Earth. And if you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Finally, there's a wonderful psychic in Indianapolis, Indiana. Her name's Annie Uber, and her email address, if you'd like to reach her, is Annie, A-N-N-I-E, and then spelled U as in uncle, E, B as in boy, E-R at yahoo.com. She's a wonderful psychic, and if you are in the Indiana area, please contact her. She's a wonderful lady, does great readings. With that, what I'd like to do is to first play the theme music from Star Trek, and because we'll have an out-of-this-world program now with Billy Woodard and his father, Zora, from the Hollow Earth. If we could play that just about a minute, Eric. Thanks.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Thanks, Harry, for that introduction. Except Billy and his father they're real persons, and they have completely valid information for us. And I always love talking to Billy and his father, Zora. Billy, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. Getting ready for the holidays here. And, you know, Billy, I want to tell you, you do such wonderful work, and I'm always appreciating you so much when you come on my my show. Both you and your father, Zora, have a perspective that's truly out of this world.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to ask you, Billy, and if you'd like to bring in your father, Zora, that would be great. What are their perspective on the California fires that happened recently?
Well, some of the California fires that were happening were arson. Some of them were lightning strike. Mm-hmm. And some of them were, you know, on purpose. But they're sort of like, you know, they're in the process of cleaning those up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, California's getting rain now, too. So
right.
They're sort of like getting the rain but no lightning to go with it. So it's kind of quieting down.
Mm-hmm. That's
fine. The ones that were on purpose were perpetrated by lasers that were mounted in the noses of aircraft.
I see.
And they were doing tests, basically, and that's what started them. They were pinpointing targets on the ground of certain people that were causing issues against the government, and they eliminated them by using lasers. But that's, you know, that's the cabal trying, the last-ditch effort trying to do away with some of the whistleblowers and stuff.
I see.
And, but, of course, that's not happening. I mean, I dare them to try and shoot me with a laser.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just bounce off.
Sure.
Anyway.
Right. Right.
Because I'm protected by the Galactic Federation and also my father, so.
Wonderful.
I wish them luck.
Yeah, right.
If they want to try. But they've tried before, so.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. I'm not really that concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to talk about now, presently,
mm-hmm.
is, as you know, this is December, and this is a month of remembrance for what happened in 1947 or 1941 when the Japanese surprised on Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
But there was more to it than just a surprise of an attack.
Okay.
The story behind it is that, you know, this is going back a little bit, but Roosevelt was the president at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that the America was in dire straits with the Depression going on. And so he had to find a way to get America back into the, you know, the economy back up again.
Right.
And to do that, he came up with the idea of getting America involved in the World War taking place between the British and the Germans.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came up with this, what he thought was an ingenious plan, to get America involved. And how he did that, he perpetrated the first wave of aircraft to hit the Hawaiian Islands. And they were American-made trainers.
Wow.
And they had the symbol of the rising sun.
Wow.
On the fuselage and wing.
Wow.
There were 30 aircraft, and they were launched from the Big Island of Hawaii.
Wow. Were those?
So on the morning of December 7th,
uh-huh.
They took off from the Big Island,
mm-hmm.
and they bombed our fleet.
Wow.
At the same time that they were doing that, an observation aircraft of the Japanese Imperial Navy was flying above Pearl Harbor and saw what was going on, so they contacted their superiors out in the northwest Pacific Ocean.
Right.
and asked them why they were attacking Pearl Harbor. And, of course, their response was, we're not attacking Pearl Harbor. And they said, well, we beg to differ with you. You are bombing Pearl Harbor. Our aircraft are hitting the fleet right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So they knew immediately they were going to get blamed for it anyway. So they sent another wave of aircraft in to complete the attack. Mm. But it was Roosevelt that perpetrated the initial attack. It wasn't Japan.
My goodness.
And
wow.
That's amazing. That probably ruffled a lot of veteran feathers with the Navy veterans and that. But that's what actually occurred.
Didn't?
And of course, that was, it's a travesty and all that. But still, it was a perpetrated attack to get America into the war.
Wow.
And that's what they've been doing ever since then.
Yeah, sure.
With Korea, with Vietnam, with Iraq.
Right.
All of this has all been perpetrated by our government.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Every bit of it.
Amazing.
Al-Qaeda did not bring the Twin Towers down. We did.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Hmm.
And because if you go into the investigation into the Twin Towers, when they were going through the rubble, they found no parts of any aircraft whatsoever. None.
Wow.
They found no parts of any aircraft in the rubble of
Pentagon.
The Pentagon.
Yeah, there were no aircraft parts found. Yeah.
The explosion at the Pentagon was blown outward from the building. It was not blown inward. It was blown outward.
I remember the BBC reporter reporting on 9/11. Billy, and I'm sure you saw that, but then she was saying that this Building 11 had collapsed, and the problem with her broadcast is that Building 11 was still standing when she was saying that. Of course, it went down later, so it looked like...
It went down later because in the basement of that building was the America's gold reserves.
Oh.
And so they weren't in Fort Knox. They were in the basement of that building.
Huh.
So they just went ahead and brought that building down, too, so they could, confiscate all the gold there on the so-called cleanup and took all the gold out of there.
Interesting. Where is the gold? Where's the gold today?
It's in private locations throughout the United States.
Okay.
Some's in Denver, some of us in San Francisco, some of us underneath in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
It's several different places.
Right.
But when I read this report when I was at Area 51 about Pearl Harbor and read the secret documents concerning it, I was shocked.
Wow.
Because that America would do such a thing.
Wasn't it B-25s that they used? They painted a rising sun on these B-25 planes and flew them from... And I think there was a story...
And the reason that the spotters that were on the coastline of Hawaiian Islands didn't pay much mind is because they were American-made aircraft.
Oh, I see.
Not until they started bombing our fleet did they take really any notice of them because they were American-made trainers and American-made bombers, and they were painted to look like the Imperial, Air Force.
Wow.
So
wasn't one of the pilots captured, and he was actually...
Yes, one of the pilots was captured.
Right.
And they asked him why he was doing this to his own country. And he said, I was under direct orders from President Roosevelt.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And to get America involved in the war. And they did. Wow. That's how they got America in the war.
Wow.
It was an outrage. It was an attack, supposedly a sneak attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it outraged America to rally up. To rally and get involved in the war effort and all that. And the economy went economic boom suddenly, because of supporting all the jobs that were brought up in the wake of the war.
With coming disclosure, Billy, will this information become public knowledge, mainstream, eventually?
Oh yes, yeah. It will.
Okay. Okay.
When full Galactic disclosure comes forth, all the secrets that the government has been holding in secret will be brought out.
Interesting.
And what I'm stating, all of that will be verified, and all that because that it did occur that way.
Wow.
And as far as the Twin Towers. A couple days prior to the towers coming down, they let the entire 70th floor of both buildings off for renovation, and they went in there and on the four columns of both buildings on the 70th floor, they installed detonating charges in the four columns in both structures.
My goodness! Wow!
To bring the towers down.
Wow.
And blamed it on Al-Qaeda. But Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with it.
What's amazing, I remember those sequence of events back in September of when that 9/11 event happened, and the Bush administration had it was thousands of pages long called the Patriot Act, and if it was a genuine attack, then why did they have this legislation that I think they introduced to Congress within 24 hours? And it was pushed through Congress. Many of the congresswomen didn't even read it. It contained all kinds of provisions in there that nobody really liked, but it went through. And it put the country on a different footing, I would say an anti-democratic path rather than a democracy.
Yeah, they did the same thing with when they voted... Federal Reserve into existence. Congress was in recess at that time, mm-hmm. and there was no, and many of them were on vacation. So when they enacted the Federal Reserve Act, there was no one there to oppose it.
Okay. Well, briefly, Billy, during the last hour, I talked about how the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, and their director, a guy named Anjit Pai, wants to end public TV here in the United States. And they've issued these rules with the comment period ending tonight, just before Christmas. Same thing. Give a very short period just before the holidays. People are distracted. They're busy with family and holidays. And so they don't get I think a lot of people have commented against it. But it's the same pattern that they've used.
Right.
So, yeah, same pattern.
Mm-hmm. And whenever they try to push something through Congress, they always do it when Congress is about ready to adjourn.
Sure, right.
And so there'll be no one there to oppose it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of the public TV being taken down,
right?
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think so either. But it's
It's too popular with the American people, and the American people aren't going to stand for it.
Right. Well, yeah, I agree. But what's interesting, here's a quote from David Rockefeller, because none of this has been on the major media, and this is a quote that he made about 10, 15 years ago. He publicly stated, quote, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our Bilderberger secret meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. He states, it would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the light's publicity during those years.
I know.
But now the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a one-world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to democracy practiced in the United States and other countries." True quote. Mm. Yeah, so... Anyway.
Well, I'm going to be silent here for a moment. I'm going to have my father come through.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
And he can also verify what I was talking about Pearl Harbor if you want.
Okay, that'd be great.
But another person, which you channel yourself, mm-hmm. will also verify it. His name is Kennedy. If you wanted to get an answer from him.
He just said yes, but, it's correct what you're saying. He just came in and said yes, that's correct.
It is.
Yeah, that is correct.
That was another thing he was going to bring out, too, the truth about that.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't reach the media. He was assassinated before that.
Right.
But all those secrets were about to be revealed by Kennedy.
Okay.
And he would have shook the economy of the United States at that point.
Yeah.
And as far as finding out the truth about it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm going to be silent here for a moment. And next voice you hear will be my father.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Billy. Thank you so much. I'll wait.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this day?
Hi, Zora. It's so good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'd be wonderful.
Well, that's good. You know,
I always am.
I always love talking to you, Zora, because you always you treat everyone you speak with great respect, and you refer to us as gods and goddesses.
Indeed, and that's what you are.
Wonderful! Wow! Wonderful!
You are more powerful than you could ever possibly imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I have. On several occasions, I have let you know, and your listening audience know, and even went through what is called a demonstration of the power, a sample of the power that everyone possesses.
That's right.
By purifying water,
mm-hmm.
or purifying food,
mm-hmm.
with your own energy, with your own God and goddess energy. You are also all healers, every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to this call, all of you have the ability within you to heal yourselves and to heal your loved ones. It's a simple process, and it works. And you have this power within you. We told you in the beginning, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and ability. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that you're gods and goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
And in Matthew, where Jesus was talking to the disciples, mm-hmm. he said, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only know you can. Mm-hmm. And that is another information for you to know that even Yeshua, or Jesus, told you the same thing. That you're gods and goddesses. And that is a fact. It's not hearsay. It's not a belief. It's a knowing. Remember the following. Believing does not accomplish. It makes you can become a seeker. But knowing, that is the key. Knowing that you are. Knowing what you are. And what you are capable of doing is the answer to every problem on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
You all have the ability to heal this planet and turn it into a paradise planet. Mm-hmm. You all have that power. If you were to combine your powers together as one, your so-called governments would have nothing, no way to stop you because of the immense power of gods and goddesses together. The military would not have a chance at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is getting everyone together in one accord.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And also, your government were also responsible for many of your missing children.
Let's talk about that. That's an interesting point. Yeah.
Understand, many children were taken when they were quite young, some even out of the crib. They termed the terminology of crib death, you know,
mm-hmm.
Where babies have become deceased And, of course, the parents did not want to see them because they were already gone and went about their lives. But the children were not deceased. They were taken by your government to experiment upon and to find out why they had these psychic abilities, such as telekinesis, psychokinesis. The ability of mental telepathy. They had these abilities born within them, and the government knew it, and they wanted to exploit them, and they wanted to find out why they had these abilities. And when they discovered the truth behind all of it, they became fearful. So therefore, they instituted what you call mandatory inoculations.
Oh, the vaccination program, yeah.
Or vaccination program. What that does is it dumbs down your children. It takes away their abilities they were born with. And it also does what is termed as shorten their lifespan.
Is this why Bill Gates is so keen on vaccinations? Is that he and his father are what's called eugenicists, which is a polite term for reducing population? Is that, I guess that's the reason why he's...
The population is not going to be reduced. The population is going to increase, mainly because it is time for your world, Terra Crista, to evolve, to a higher state of existence. And many are finding that they are what you call the term called ascension. And when they ascend, and of course, ascension is what you call death. That is another term for it. There's two ways to ascend. You ascend with your body or you ascend without it in what is called death. But death does not exist. So you can take that name, that word out of your vocabulary, because it is a lie. It is a simple lie. No one dies. They ascend. When you had what you call the shootings in the schools and you had the assassinations going on, and what you call the shootings in the... concerts and things of this nature.
Or in paradise.
All those who were shot or all those that, that came under, attack, their contracts were about to expire.
Oh, I see.
That is why this occurred, because they were about to ascend. And they knew it. They all knew it. It's in their contracts. So no one died. No one suffered. They simply ascended. So there was no death, as you term it. It was a simple ascension. They felt no pain. When they closed their eyes, they awakened into new bodies in a different dimension. So the understanding of death is a concept from man. But in reality, death is a no thing. It is what you call the negative patterns, thinking patterns. Anything that is going to bring suffering to the peoples, or what is called bring what you call a demise of the peoples, they are simply ascending. They are not dying. So your loved ones that have gone on before you, they have not died. They simply ascended.
Is this what has happened with the people in paradise in Malibu, California?
Yes.
Okay.
They ascended.
Okay.
They ascended sooner than later, but they did ascend. Ones that were in a concert in what you call Las Vegas.
Right.
They ascended.
Okay.
They did not die.
Okay. Zora, I wanted to ask you, thank you so much for addressing that. What kinds of things, I always like to look ask about the future, what kinds of things do you see happening this coming year?
I see the world changing in a way that is going to be beneficial for all involved. Mm-hmm. I see a world coming together as one. I see what called a world coming together as a new earth. Meaning, what I mean by new earth, I mean a new understanding. Mm. People are going to realize that that war is not the answer. Mm. That what you call conflict is not the answer. Once they come to that full conclusion, and they start to know it, not believe it, but know it, then suddenly the cabal or your government, as you term them, mm-hmm. will not have a foothold. Hmm. They will not be able to prevent ascension. They will not be able to prevent evolution. Everything that's happening is happening because it is evolution.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And your world is slated for ascension.
Wonderful.
That's why the entire Terra Crista is under the protection of the Galactic Federation. And to prove that, there's been incidences taking place, have taken place. One in particular comes to a remindment of a meteor over Russia. You remember that?
I remember that, absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. And there was what it was an asteroid. Mm-hmm. The asteroid was 150 miles in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Had it struck your planet, we wouldn't be speaking.
Right.
However, it was obliterated by my ship.
Wow. That's
what took
amazing.
Place was Prime Creator contacted me and told me to go and do away with the threat.
Mm-hmm.
So I simply, with my ship, caught up with it, flew into the tail of it, did what was termed as go through the debris field, dematerialize my vessel, rematerialize in the center of the asteroid, turning on the force field fully, causing it to implode.
Wow.
And then we exited out the front.
Thank you for doing that. On behalf of everyone listening today, thank you for doing that.
Your planet is under our protection.
Oh, how nice.
You are not going to be experience the horrors of nuclear conflict. We are not going to allow you to destroy yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Because if we were to allow that, eventually the fallout would find its way into Hollow Earth. And that cannot be permitted. And therefore, being it cannot be permitted, it also cannot be permitted for you to allow yourself to destroy one another. So that will not happen.
Wasn't there an attempt, Zora, last year, the year before, in Hawaii to make it look like there was an incoming missile into Honolulu when actually it was fired by a Cabal submarine? I don't know too much about it.
No.
Nope.
There were two missiles fired.
Okay.
And both missiles came from North Korea.
Okay.
And they were taken out before their arrival to their destination.
Oh, good. Okay.
They were simply turned off and dropped into the ocean where they were collected by our vessels.
Wonderful. Wow.
So, understand, and after that occurred, then we did what we went on a global, what you call a global disarmament, where we have disarmed and neutralized all missiles in every silo on the planet.
Wow. That's wonderful.
So you have no nuclear arsenal anymore. You do not have the ability to wage a nuclear war, period.
You can
rest assured you are quite safe from that.
Okay, good. Can the Alliance disable the directed energy weapons used in Paradise in Malibu, California?
those are also going to be brought to a halt as well.
Good.
And the same as what you call chemtrails.
Good.
The aircraft that are perpetrating these have been given a warning, an ultimatum. Cease and desist, or we will do it for you. So, simply put, they've been contacted by emissaries from the Galactic Federation to cease and desist all operations of such manner. Stop trying to harm the population of the Earth. Because they are slated for ascension, and therefore they cannot fall under that threat.
Wonderful.
And we are not going to allow it to occur.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's
you
good
are
news.
Our brothers and sisters of the surface. We are your brothers and sisters in Hollow Earth and also in the crust of your planet as well. You have seven different civilizations beneath your feet.
Really?
Seven different
fascinating.
Civilizations.
Indeed.
And they are all of a peaceful nature.
Wonderful.
Every one of them.
Wow. If there's
at one time, you had what you call reptilians, ones that were malevolent.
Oh, okay.
And they were removed, simply put. They were removed from the planet. All you have remaining now are benevolent entities in the crust of the Earth and in the Hollow Earth and even around the Earth. The armada of ships that are around your planet are all of a benevolent nature.
Wonderful.
All benevolent beings or malevolent creatures that wanted to bring a difficulty to the planet have been banned from the planet. So the only thing that remains now are a few minions here and there. But they are also going to be rounded up, too.
How about, I've heard there's a lot of indictments sitting out there that are just now being opened up.
They are, indeed.
Interesting. I've been told also that they will affect household names of famous people here in the United States.
Of course.
I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
And also household names in Russia and China.
Okay.
And Ukraine, everywhere.
There's
going to be, many are going to be collected, if you will, and they will be given the opportunity to come into the light, and those that refuse will simply be removed to another planet.
Is that the sister Earth in the lower
dimension? That is the sister Earth in the same orbit as this Earth,
right,
but on the far side of the sun.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So you cannot see it.
For people,
except if you send a probe, then you may see it then.
Sure, sure. For people who don't want to ascend, who want to stay in their negative thought patterns, is that where they'll likely go, Zora?
Indeed.
I see. Okay.
Understand, the Terra Christi has already ascended into fifth dimension.
I see. Okay.
The people upon her are simply in the process of catching up. And as that occurs, more and more people will awaken.
Right.
And that is what I see coming forth this coming year.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And also, another thing that is also in the works, but it will not be occurring for at least a couple more years, and that is the gathering. Now, the gathering, it's where Terra Christa begins her process of re-terraformation and expansion. The planet surface will expand.
Really? Wow.
And when it does, of course, there will be great quakings on the Earth.
Interesting. Wow.
But I mean by great quaking, you have what you call a seismic device that goes up to 9 or 10. But think about 5 to 10 times that range.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow.
So you're looking at a seismic activity of 20, 25, 30. You imagine what that would do to all of your cities.
Yeah.
It would level
time.
Them.
Right.
It would level them.
Right.
So the purpose of the gathering is to remove the population of the planet, including animals.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that is going to be going through what you call the quaking and the expansion will be Mother Nature, such as your plants and things of that nature, your crystal kingdom. But your living creatures, such as your animals and your peoples, will not be here to see it.
Mm. Okay.
They will be removed from the planet for the completion of the terraformation.
Interesting.
That will be when what you would call all deserts will become paradises, subtropical.
I know.
And all of your deserts that you've had, that you have on your planet now,
mm-hmm.
at one time they were once thriving cities.
That's what I was told about North Africa, that the Sahara Desert actually was once. 20, I'm not sure how long, maybe 20, 25,000 years ago, was actually very, very lush and very tropical and had a thriving civilization there.
It was. And it was taken out by a thermonuclear blast.
Really? Wow. Interesting.
Indeed. Hmm. The same with the other deserts, the Gobi Desert, Sahara Desert, and the what you call Mojave Desert.
Right.
All of these locations where there are massive deserts were once a thriving populated area. And that, of course, that happened. What happened there, pardon, what happened there was that the Atlanteans, out of conquest, were laying siege to these populated areas, trying to have domination over them. And of course they fought back, and of course when they fought back, then the Atlanteans used thermonuclear blasts to obliterate them.
Mm-hmm.
And they became deserts. So all of that will be a garden again. All barren areas will be gardens and lush vegetation, fruits and vegetables and things of this nature.
Wow, amazing.
Wonderful flowers, humongous in size, and they will be all re-terraformed.
Mm-hmm.
The entire planet, surface of the planet, will be re-terraformed completely. And after this occurs, people that desire to come back to the Earth will come back to the Earth, but they will come and they will reside inside of the planet, not on the surface. The surface will be like what you call a state park.
A global park. Wow.
Where you will go for recreation and relaxation.
I remember,
but never to live.
I remember you saying, maybe it was you or someone else, Zora, who told me once that actually all the planets in this solar system are inhabited, but most of them aren't inhabited on the surface. They're beneath the surface that are inhabited.
Yes. All worlds, all planets that are planets, are all hollow, including your sun. Your sun is a planet known as Helios.
Helios, is that right?
Helios, yes. And it is the planet and the population known as the Shining Ones.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
That is where they reside.
Wow.
And they're in the what you call the 12th dimension.
12th dimension. Interesting. That's incredible. I've heard
because they are what you call the Shining Ones.
Okay.
They are a form of energy.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
It has an appearance of a being, an outline of a being. mm-hmm. but the actual being is one of pure light.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they are what you call the shining ones. They have been on the earth before,
mm-hmm.
and there were stories about them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hopis have drawn pictographs in caves concerning them, but they are of a high, much higher plane of existence.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, Terra Christa will reach that 12th dimension as well,
wow.
as all life does.
Mm-hmm.
But also understand that you have a part to play too.
Mm-hmm.
And that part is to become one people, one population,
mm-hmm.
and one of peace, of harmony, of joy, just as it is in Hollow Earth. Mm-hmm. All peoples, there's no reason why people should be separated
right.
by borders mm-hmm. and countries and continents.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, all peoples and all populations were one.
Hmm.
They were one in what you call, all interconnected through what is called telepathy.
Wow.
Which is the universal language.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the purpose of the, what you call, the purpose of what is called the, telepathy was so everyone could communicate as one and there would be no discrepancies or no disagreements or things of this nature because everyone could understand one another mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it was a wondrous world.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, then the Anunnaki came in and messed things up and they brought in duality. And or singularity, I should say, not duality.
Mm-hmm.
But they separated your species into two,
mm-hmm.
Male and female.
Okay.
But you also have what you call in the beginning, they were one species together.
Wow.
Male and female together.
What about languages? Did they create the Tower of Babel, the biblical Tower of Babel?
Tower of Babel was, yes, that was what occurred to separate the peoples, mm. to spread over the world, over the globe,
mm.
because they came to a point where they could not communicate telepathically. Mm. So when they took away their ability for telepathy, then they only had one course, the mouth, speech.
I see. Interesting.
So then they started talking in their own languages, and of course they separated to different parts of the world.
Sure, right.
But then again, even in America you have what you call borders.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Mm-hmm.
You call them state lines.
Right.
And then you have what you call a wall between you and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a checkpoint between the United States and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So to separate you from the culture up there, and they are separate from you, and you are separate from the Mexican people. Why? Because of stupidity.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But all that is coming to a head.
Okay.
And everything, all the borders are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
They will be coming down. You will be one nation once again.
Wow, amazing. Well, tell us about junk DNA as well. We've got about 5 minutes or so left, Billy. But
junk DNA?
Yeah, that's what our earth scientists call the extra strands in our DNA. And I think that's a misnomer, frankly, because it's not junk.
What you call junk DNA,
right,
is the link between what is known as becoming one people.
I see.
Becoming one understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That link is what's called telepathy.
I see. Interesting.
Once that link has been reestablish,
mm-hmm.
and you're able to communicate telepathically again,
mm-hmm.
as a whole, all of your problems will vanish.
Wow. Amazing.
There'll be no more wars. There'll be no more suffering.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be no more conflict. There'll be no
nice.
More hoarding.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone will know each other's thoughts,
wow.
and therefore there will be no war.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
It shall become a thing of the past.
Uh-huh.
Understand, when galactic disclosure occurs,
right.
the following will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have on your planet what you call weapons.
Right.
I'm not speaking of mass destruction weapons because they are now null and void.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking of your hand weapons, so your rifles and your pistols and things of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
Even all the way down to those will cease to function.
Mm.
You will not be able to wage war even with conventional weapons because there will be no weapons.
Oh,
they will not function.
Interesting. Wow.
You're going to have peace on the earth whether you want it or not.
Well, that's good, Zora. It'd be great to have peace on earth.
We are going to see to it that that happens.
Well, that's wonderful.
Because your world is also our world.
Ah, mm-hmm. Okay.
You live on the roof of what we live below.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
Understand, we love you.
Thank
all
you.
Of you.
Thank
on the
you.
Surface.
Mm-hmm.
We are very concerned for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is why what you call the Galactic Federation has encircled your planet entirely.
Mm-hmm.
They are all cloaked in a cloaked manner.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
But you can also see them if you look into a very calm lake at night.
Mm-hmm.
On a clear night.
Mm-hmm.
Look into a lake and you will see little sparkles in the lake. Those are all ships.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I've seen them.
Because stars do not reflect into a lake at all.
Interesting. Okay.
However, ships will.
Ah, okay. Wonderful. I have to tell you, Zora.
Yes.
While you've been speaking, my studio here, and I think people can see it on YouTube now, it's entirely in this beautiful angelic light. It's been coming in since you've been talking, Zora. Thank you. The angels
Indeed.
Are here, too.
You're welcome.
You. Yeah, the angels. You brought the angels in.
You are welcome.
Zora and Billy, I appreciate you so much for coming on today. We've got about a minute left, and I want to give you the rest of the time to please wrap up your wonderful interview today. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I just want everyone to know that they are gods and goddesses, in some cases both.
Mm-hmm.
You have some in your population that are, they are realizing that they are both. They are realizing they are both man and woman together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is nothing to what you call a ridicule or what you call to judge.
Right.
Because remember, in the beginning, you were one, male and female, in one body.
Okay.
You were that what they are becoming.
Okay.
So do not try to disgrace them. Simply understand them.
Sure.
And know that they are becoming the one that they know they are.
I see. Okay, wonderful.
And you are also the one.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't realized it yet.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wonderful.
So everyone, remember that you are gods and goddesses, and that is a fact.
Wow.
It is not a belief.
Wow.
It is a genuine fact.
Billy,
and you have the ability within you
right.
to heal your planet, to heal your loved ones, and to heal yourself. You're not limited at all.
Wonderful.
The only limitations are the ones you put upon yourself.
Zora and Billy, I'm so sorry. We're just about end of time now. We're running out of time, but I want to thank you so much for your beautiful advice and wisdom. Thank you so much for coming on my show today. Zora and Billy, I really
Indeed.
Appreciate it. Really appreciate it. I hope you both and you all have a beautiful and happy day and a wonderful, wonderful new year. I know we have a lot of beautiful, bright things in our future ahead of us. And thank you so much also for listening, everyone, today. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I look forward to talking to you all next week. I'd like to finish the hour with the Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye-bye.